A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, DJ Billy Andrew.
And me, DJ Danny Beer.
It's our Sloppy Seconds extra weekly release of our show, which is the Gossip Gaze, which is 250 episodes in. Yes, it's... Happy 250.
Happy 250.
We promised you a extra special boosty bonus on a Monday morning, and this is what you're getting. This is it.
This is it. Welcome to Monday.
Strap in, baby. If you want to get in touch with us, share your British confessions, your dirty dilemmas, your funny stories, or anything else, just a bit camp, a bit crazy, a bit cuckoo, a bit off the wall, you can get in touch by sending us a WhatsApp. Text us, voice note us, specifically voice note. Go wild, and if you want, we'll disguise your voice if you're scared or have your voice on the
If you're a little bit scared.
If you're a little bit frightened. we'll disguise it. DM us at Gossip Days Pod or fill in our god form, which is ultra anonymous, if you don't want any details of your anonymity.
I'm so glad I Roland doesn't make a noise, because that would have been hard.
Head over to this episode's description to find out more. Now, we asked for your gorgeous messages about our show, The Podcastless. We're so self-obsessed. But it is 250 episodes in, so we're going to read some out of the messages now. So thank you for all those who got involved. Who wants to kick it off?
I think Sam should kick off today, my
dear. Oh, I've not even introduced you. We've got Sam here and Lily May.
Hello.
Hi.
There we go. There he is.
Part of the team, part of the people that make this basically as good as it is.
And can I just say, Lily May gets involved on the bonuses if you've picked up
business.
If you're
a big Lily May energy fan.
Yeah, she's always on the bonuses. Kind of takes a back seat on the main and actually produces and then jumps in on the... Brucey bonuses.
She likes a star moment, you know, and I appreciate that.
Can I just say, quite a few people have actually contacted me personally. It was two people. But my mum specifically says, Lily May is a breath of fresh air. I love her on the show.
Oh, does she?
My mum.
Well, my mum said you are, Sam, don't worry.
My mum's known Sam for ages, but since Lily May's joined, yeah. So there you go, my mum loves
you. What's
your mum's
name again?
Tracy.
Shout out to Tracy.
There we go.
Shout out Trace.
There we go. Tracy. Right, but it's not about Tracy. It's actually not about Lily, mate. It's actually about the listeners. So should we crack on with that?
Yeah, Ainsley got in touch. Would you like to hear from Ainsley?
Go on. Is it Ainsley Harriet?
It is. Well done.
Why, hello, Jill.
I tried to explain that to co-workers once. I just went, hello, Jill. And they all looked at me.
Oh, they're straight.
They were straight.
Don't interact with the straights.
Why do any gays know that as a reference?
Because we're better.
Good sense of humour.
Great sense of humour.
Anyway, Ainsley says,
yep.
I just want to say that this podcast is by far the best podcast ever.
Yeah, it is.
I'm always recommending it to friends, even random gays I meet on nights out.
Love that. Fab. Perfect.
Love that.
In the smoking area, just some sick gossip gays.
Imagine having a hookup. You're just like, you ever listen to Gossip Gays?
Yeah,
let's get them on right now.
Yeah.
I've listened right back through every episode. Also, this podcast has changed the way I see our community.
Oh. Community tea.
Community tea. Clapping, not me balls clapping against anything.
Before listening to you guys, I was quite homophobic towards a lot of the community.
But my bitch is gay. Sorry.
But it wasn't funny last week. It's not funny this week.
Actually, I think there was something about the third time that made it funnier.
It comes back funny.
Yeah. Sorry.
But this podcast has completely changed the way how I view the community, and I now fully support everyone within our community.
Good.
So, a big thank you to Danny.
Ooh,
Billy.
Ooh.
And the team. Mm-hmm. And please keep it up. P.S. We need more live shows.
Live shows. Well, do you know what? We're busy.
No, we did one at Edinburgh Fringe and it was lovely.
Yeah. It's coming up to a year though, actually. It'll be a year, what, that Fringe one.
It is actually, yeah. I mean, I'm always down for doing live. I get a bit nervous doing lives, but I'm happy to do them if the people want them.
I would love, I think a more intimate, we've really scaled up the last couple lives. Yeah. I think a more intimate, chill live would be nice.
I love it. My favourite one was when we did it in fucking the Brewers Club.
Yeah, downstairs. Yeah, downstairs. That was the best vibe.
And it was intimate. Packed. The vibe was there. The vibe was vibing.
Didn't we fucking fuck up the audio and it never even went out?
No, that one did go out.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, the very first one we did, we fucked up the audio. Can I just say
how far we've come
before we crack on as well? Before to another, we actually got a listener's message via a voice note saying this. Ready?
This is a voice message to say that the Gossip Gays, specifically DJ Billy Andrew, is eating.
What are you eating?
So that was somebody when I was DJing in the club. I think they sent that voice note.
So was that that night I was at VU with you?
No, this was Saturday night, Easter's weekend.
Well, I did Thursday Easter weekend with you and Via.
Oh, yeah.
And I said on the show, I'm only going to have one vodka Red Bull.
Yeah.
And I went to the back bar and was like, can I get two shots of Fireball, please? And there was these people at the bar and they were like, no. You said on your podcast you were only going to have one vodka Red Bull.
Stop it.
I was like, shut up. And they were filming me and I thought, if they send this in and my national barometer goes down,
oh, fab.
They're dead to me.
I'm making notes.
Take notes.
National liar,
I was like, well,
Danny,
I'm having these put. Then I think what did take me back up the barometer was I self-pulled them myself behind the bar.
All right, we're not doing the barometer this week, Danny. You don't have to do
this. And I downed them both there and then.
Fabulous. Well done, girl.
We got more litters anyway.
Do you want to read?
Litters.
Do you want
to more litters for our kitties? Have you had the kitty litter, darling? Oh, the cat's done a big shit. This is Ella. Not Ella Henderson, because she doesn't like me. I've listened to every episode and I love you, gays. I've also been to two lives on my own. And I've got some merch.
Right, not bragging.
Not bragging or anything. But I've been a huge Danny Beard fan since BGT, you know what I mean? And I'm not going to lie, wasn't actually convinced that Billy was needed at first.
Happy 250.
But I've grown to love you and Billy and your friendship shines through.
Can I just pause there? What the fuck did you think this podcast would be if it weren't me?
Just me monologue. Like that, just talking you. To myself, and I'd be like, hi Danny, how are you feeling today? And I'd go, I'm feeling all right, how are you?
You know what, I think it's quite funny. It's not like she didn't like you, she just didn't think you were needed.
You fucking bitch.
Ban Billy.
Hang on, let Ella finish, guys.
Come on.
Nah, I say I'm much of a Billy fan as I am a Danny fan.
All right, you're a genius.
And I love the mix of silliness and seriousness that you bring every week. Your passion for the gay community and the issues it's affecting always shines through, it does. Through and through and through. And this pansexual woman thanks you for that. I'm looking forward to the next 250 episodes. Yours, Ella, the chimney sweep.
Thank you. Danny, right, Ella. Do you know what? You redeemed yourself there, but... If I weren't here to begin with, we wouldn't have 250
episodes.
But I've
got a backhanded compliment as much as the next person. It actually is a bigger compliment if you turn somebody's opinion around about you.
You're welcome.
And that's why true. Ella was saying that.
Thank you, Ella. I mean, when I first read that message, I was a bit heartbroken, but it's all right.
No one's feeling sorry for yourself in your leather pants. Every time you uncross your legs, it goes...
I know.
Have you ever sat in a leather seat in a car on a hot day?
It's horrible.
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 I don't understand people how they can relax on a leather sofa at home.
We had leather sofa growing up and it was always cold.
Cold or sit hot, on it. Horrible.
Not a nice vibe
not
to have,
nice
not
vibe.
Comfortable.
Wipe clean them.
It is wipe clean. This next message is from Alex. He said, or they said it actually, we don't actually know. I love the Mother's Day episode. It was one of the first ones I listened to and then I was hooked. Also love that you read two of my letters and even played a very drunk birthday voice note for Sam offering to have my legs round his neck as a birthday
God,
gift.
Yeah.
Notable mention to the titillated webcam episode you did during the pandemic.
That was one of my favourites.
We had no else to do, Tom.
Yeah.
I actually wasn't there for that, so what did that happen?
We just charged people to watch us on webcam.
Right.
We basically had an OnlyFans.
We were cam girls.
We were like, call now. Yeah. You want these big tits?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was basically all of us on Zoom. We mentioned it recently when I was holding items to the camera.
Right. Yes.
Asking you to guess.
And actually, we got given free sex toys to just show on camera as well.
I still got one of them next to my bed.
We actually did virtual meet and greets as well. Do you remember? We did virtual meet and greets.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, people entered the room and we were just chatting to them for 15 minutes.
Who do you think you are?
Excuse, people paid and people enjoyed it.
It's called supply and demand, Sam. If this is supply, we will demand.
Oh, exactly.
God. I don't know if that's the right way. But
demand.
And to be fair, we didn't have fucking work, so we needed to think of something to earn some money, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I ended up on the 119 COVID line. I've not mentioned it once or twice or anything, but I was a key worker. He, him?
It's Mark.
Yeah. Mark, let's talk to Mark. Hello, caller. Oh, we should have done some live calls.
Oh, that would have been funny.
That would have been good, wouldn't it? Well, we've not. We've done this instead. So, Mark says, Gossip Gays, I really just need to say there's nothing more heartwarming than hearing Lily Mae laughing and wetting her knickers in the background on every pod.
Wow.
It brings me so much... This is a bit weird. It brings me so much joy. I love you all and the pod, and the only thing that it's the only thing that distracts me while I'm running, Mark.
I actually forgot that one was in there.
I think Lily Mae wrote that about herself.
It's a very vivid descriptor, isn't it?
Mm. What's Han saying, babe?
Han says, love the podcast. First found it through TikTok on your interview with Logan Brown, which is a fucking brilliant episode.
I love Logan's brilliant.
When he was pregnant and then binged all the episodes from the start. Check that one out. That's actually one of my favourites.
One of mine.
Yeah. Lottie Rose.
Lottie Rose says, love that Billy can't go an episode without saying abso-fucking-lutely. Amazing enthusiasm from you all.
You're welcome. You're welcome, darling.
Michael. Michael says the lesbian woman who sends voice notes about her sex life will always be iconic.
True.
We love her.
Yeah.
She's part of the furniture.
She is. She's basically like another presenter.
She is.
And then we got my queen, Smashby, there. Fave memory was coming on your show at the start and seeing it grow. So proud of you, babes.
We interviewed him in your mum's living room in Leeds.
Yeah, we did.
Sticking to her leather sofa. I know.
Yeah, we did. Too cold to sit on.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for everyone for getting involved. I'm sorry if we didn't get to read out the lovely letters you sent in. We'll be back after a very short break. But first, are you cuckoo for confessions? Are you gagging for gossip or are you turned on by tittle tattle? And make sure you're spreading the love by spreading the podcast with your fellow gays, your besties, your queens, your allies, and tell them to listen to the Gossip Gays. Spread the love by spreading the podcast. Share this episode now on WhatsApp and we'll give you a few moments. Thank you. I'm trying to be really quick, like one of them adverts.
I thought you did well. That's what 250 episodes of practice does.
For sure.
The Gossip Gays. A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome back to part two of the Gossip Gays. I'm still here, Danny's still here, Sam and Lily Bay.
We're
still here.
We're all still here, love. Now, we appreciate all of your messages, which we shared some on our Instagram and people wrote in, so thank you for that. But we're going to share some of our favourite memories and moments from the podcast, over 250. Danny, do you want to go first?
Honestly, one of my favourites was most recently where you really opened up and I've had so many messages in my inbox about our little chemsex chat. And I think it was very brave of you and very honest of you to do.
Yeah.
And even over this period that we've done this show, we've spoken about things, and I always try and be as honest and open as I can, but obviously within the limitations of my job, I don't think I've ever been as honest and open as you have there. And I think that was a really nice moment. It felt really nice that it was now with this team that we've got now that who've made this show.
And
I think other than that, I loved the night we got back from Amsterdam.
And we had to sit and we recorded it.
And we knew we had to record a podcast, and we were, let's be frank, we were still off our fucking chops. And we had to put the podcast out, and we were like, are we even funny?
We got in our heads.
That's what I edited.
That's what, thank you, Sam.
A fucking nightmare.
That is what eating all the brownies that you buy in Amsterdam before you get on the fucking flight home, and then 5 hours later still having to... how we were allowed back in the country. I think we could have been arrested with the amount of weed just in our system from Amsterdam.
I think so too. But we did it
and we were like, is this funny? And then we listened to it back and we were like, this is hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, check that one out.
Or not.
It's probably
just was
not
a funny memory for me, like back old school days when we did it between us at home.
One of my favourite ones was when we got attacked by those spiders outside. Do you remember that? Me and Danny were just recorded by ourselves, and all of a sudden, all these spiders came from nowhere. Do you remember?
It was like a horror film.
It was horrible.
And what wasn't it like? What was that? And then you get the whole.
We got it all on record. Yeah, it was absolutely fucking brilliant.
I wish it was filmed, actually.
I do, actually. That was before cameras and lights in studio. Mm-hmm. But that was one of my favourites.
We were sat in my back garden in the steaming hot sun. Can you imagine that lockdown if it was raining?
I know.
We'd have been hell. More depressed.
I think it's called The One with the Spiders, if you want to check that out, by the way.
Yeah, it's fab.
Sam, what was yours?
I have a few. I loved the Pride stuff we did last year. I thought that was so much fun. I was actually just thinking then.
I thought that was shit.
Can I just say...
I'm joking.
No, I think we'll be doing some sort of thing with Pride this year in some sort of capacity.
We don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, but we'll be there.
For sure.
But one of the moments I was just thinking of is I remember the week of the Drag Race finale, we had to record 2 episodes. We had to record one... where Danny won and one where Danny lost.
Oh, we did actually.
And I remember sitting there and the one where we were talking about you losing, I could see that you were a bit like disheartened.
Mm.
So, and I remember sitting there like, I hope we don't have to air this episode.
Yeah.
The next day, when actually we got to air the one where you won, I thought that was such a great moment. I was so proud of you doing then.
I thought that was ace.
I really enjoyed that.
Thank you,
I agree. I mean, it'd be fab if we could release the one where you don't win. It's like a bonus episode.
Just me being like, you know, the right person. Yeah,
for sure.
I'm such a Jenna fan. I think she really deserves it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and be in a hole for the next 6 months.
I mean, I think you were gracious in the episode.
You were?
Yeah.
Why would you not be? We'd both done really well.
Exactly.
And you know what? If you're going to lose to anyone, you should lose to someone as iconic as Cheddar Gorgeous.
Yeah, she is iconic. And we love Cheddar on the show.
I'd rather lose to someone as iconic as Cheddar Gorgeous than, you know, someone else.
Yeah. Lily May.
Oh, well, I'm quite new, aren't I? So I don't have a deep, deep memory. When I was thinking about this, I kind of filled in during this podcast for a couple of weeks, and then I joined the team officially.
Yes.
And I think maybe in our second or third record, or once we knew that I was official, you guys had asked me to sit in for your intro, and you asked me some questions about myself to get to know me a little bit. And I think... sort of within that act and sort of maybe chatting beforehand and stuff, I just felt like you cared about my role and who I was as part of the podcast, which having worked in this industry before, not all the people that you work with, especially, sometimes there very much feels like a divide between the people who make people sound good and the people who are there talking and sounding good. There's a divide between roles.
Right.
And I think...
You can't say talent, you know, that's what we are.
It's persisting. So, I don't know, I have experiences of people being really wonderful who are sort of on air and people who aren't. And I think it makes a complete difference to what the work environment is. And, you know, I would work, you know, hard, even if you were horrible. But but it makes the job so much easier. And you guys are so yourselves. You know, what people hear is you. And I think that's so powerful. And I'm so proud to work on this with the moments like the chemsex and, you know, talking about gender and all these things are, like, so amazing that the conversations I want, I don't know, there's hearing things on the internet and then there's having those active conversations about the things, which yeah. I think just makes you feel even more part of the community. And as someone who's really straight passing, has only ever been in straight looking relationships, it's really nice to not just be and feel part of the community in that way, but to actually engage and have those conversations is really nice. And I think it has had an impact on the way I see myself, the way that I'm going about the world. And, you know, I've never had a relationship with any other gender, and sometimes I feel like a bit of a fraud for that. But being here, having the conversations, I'm very firm in what I like. But it just, I don't know, it affirms that. And I think being a part of this podcast makes me feel stronger as part of the community. And I think you guys were being so welcoming so soon in really helped with that. And I think that what it must be what it's like for the listeners as well. And I think it definitely is. And I think she that's so wonderful.
Were. Yeah, you got away we were. Yeah. It's getting emotional.
I'm just on tier check with Kai in the corner because he buys everything.
We'll give you the 50 quid for saying that later.
Yeah, but can I also say as well, like, it... to put our own passion project into a company's hands, which we've done here with Audio Always, you know, was a risk. And, you know, we had people working with us previously and they were good. But when we worked with you, it was like a breath of fresh air, and working with someone who we could see you cared as well.
For sure.
So we could see that with you. And I think, you know,
We clicked, and we
knew we wanted just to be a part of the show more than just filling in. So we feel so incredibly lucky that you have joined the team. Everyone gets on so much better than before. The show's doing the best it's ever done, and I honestly think this is the dream team. So
for sure.
So thank you to Sam, Lily May, you, Billy, and also to everybody that listens and everyone that does tell their friends in it, or people that they meet in random gay clubs, or, you know, putting us on when you finished your hookup. All of that helps.
For sure, it does. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Have you really gone into your favourite memes?
Yeah, the spiders.
The spiders. Yeah. Sorry. Just wanted to double check. Yeah. Double check.
Lily May was saying you were forgettable there. We won't end on that negative. Instead, we'll end on this positive. Thank you.
The Gossip Case. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.